the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek HaBoina, as it discusses the halachas of Binyan and Makba Patish, begins HaBoina Kama Yivna B'Yechayiv. How much does one have to build and be chayiv? HaBoina Kol Shehu. And then the Mishnah continues, V'Amasasas, V'Makba Patish, V'Matzei, HaKadeach Kol Shehu Chayiv. And then the Mishnah says, Zeh Klal, this is the rule, Kol Ha'isa Melocha, U'Melechta Meskayemis B'Shabbos. If somebody does a Melocha that has a Kiyum, that stays firm, Chayiv. And immediately, Rashi perceives a question. So what is the Mishnah trying to teach us with these words? Why does the Tana have to teach us this halacha? We don't find in other Mishnayos in our Masechta that discuss different malachas and Shabbos that they should use this wording. So there are Mefarshim that say that the purpose of the Tana saying these words is to teach us a distinction between binyan, what is construction as far as Hilchos Shabbos, versus what is considered making a keli, that the keli should be makabel tuma. And actually, I saw two different pshatim. The color of mass seems to learn that as far as halachas of tuma, as soon as you have created a keli that has a base kibble, that has a receptacle, one is chayiv on Shabbos. One is chayiv by tuma. As far as Shabbos is concerned, our Mishnah gives us more conditions. The Shishanim LeDavid learns just the opposite. And he learns that by Shabbos, as soon as you have completed making a keli and it's good enough for you, it's considered a melacha. Whereas for Kabbalah's Tuma, just because it's a keli for you, but most people would not consider this a keli, it is not considered a keli as far as Hilchos Kabbalah's Tuma. So they're learning that the distinction between the point of the Mishnah making this statement is to distinguish between Hilchos Kalim by Kabbalah's Tuma versus Hilchos Kalim by Shabbos. However, it's very clear that Rashi, the Ritva, and other Rishonim have a very different approach. And Rashi says, and to read the words of Rashi and then to work with them, Rashi explains, Kol ha'isa melacha melachta miskayemes, shiyesh miskayemes ki yoytzeba. The melacha that you have done can be considered final. Ve'ei moysef aleh, that would be considered a final act. B'shabbos ha'isa melacha kai. So Rashi is clearly, and as all Rishonim are very clearly disturbed, that besides the Mishnah using the word teaching us the halacha of kol ha'isa melacha or melachta miskayemes, there's also a focus, what is the Mishnah adding the word b'Shabbos? We're learning b'Sechta Shabbos. We're speaking about melachas that are done on Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah have to add the word Shabbos? So Rashi explains that the reason the Mishnah writes the word b'Shabbos is to teach us that if one does a melacha, a melachta miskayemes, and he did such a malacha on Shabbos, he would be chayiv for boina. But that really hasn't completely answered our question. Because our question is, why did the Mishnah have to teach us this statement? Even though the Mishnah is teaching us that we're doing it on Shabbos. So Mefarshim explain that Rashi is coming to teach us that if you do a malacha on Shabbos, in a way that there are people that would consider this final, even though you intend to do more, it doesn't make a difference. Since it's there are people that consider this a final malacha, that this is considered a final construction, and that is enough for you to be chayiv. But, according to this Pashut Pshat and Rashi, if you've done something that nobody considers final, and everybody adds to this, then the even though what you've done is considered a valid act, the halacha is that you're not chayiv. The Piskei Rid along this takes a little stricter approach, and his approach is that as long as what you're doing will not be undone, as long as what you're doing will not be destroyed, that is enough for you to be chayiv. What is pushing this pshat? What's pushing this pshat, explained the Mefarshim, is the words that the Mishnah began with. That the Mishnah began with the words, Habayna kama yivna v'yichayiv, Habayna kol shehu. So the Mishnah is teaching us a very bechidish, as the Gemara right away points out, and we'll speak about this in a moment. That even though you haven't done really a very significant act, you've only done a binyan kol shehu, still you're chayiv. And therefore, I saw in the Hagoyes of Rebbe Elazar Moshe Horowitz that he explains that when Rashi says over here that you did this act, that as we just explained, that by most people that's considered an act of construction, where is Rashi speaking about? So he explains that Rashi is speaking about a case where you only built a kol shehu. In order for an act of a kol shehu to be considered a ma'isa binyan, Rashi teaches us, the Mishnah teaches us, that it has to be miskayemis. It has to be something that has some permanence to it. So to review, Rashi is focusing on the words of the Mishnah, Hakboina kama yivna v'chayiv kol shehu. And in fact, many Mefarshim suggest that our Mishnah that begins with these words of Habayna kama yivna v'yivna kol shehu is a very integral part of the Mishnah. Because the Mefarshim, the Rishonim and Achronim discuss most of the Masechta until now, or a very significant part of the Masechta, has been focused on the Malacha of Hotzah. Now we move away from the Malacha of Hotzah, we begin discussing Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the other Malachas. But they all ask, why is the first Malacha that's discussed the Malacha of Boina, Makba Patish, versus all other Malachas? And I saw the Mefarshim explain, because just like by Hotzah, Tosfos taught us at the beginning of the Masechta that Hotzah is a Malacha Gerua, and one of the explanations we gave for Hotzah being a Malacha Gerua is that even if you carried out the slightest amount from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Yochayiv, and if you carried a very large object within Rosh Hashanah, your potter. So we see that the size is a factor when we discuss Melech HaSaitzah. So the same thing, Boina is considered a Melech Gerua. Because you could do even the most insignificant act of binyan, but what you've done, Rashi says, is Miskayemes, is considered by people an act of binyan, that is enough to be chayiv. And in fact, that's very much pshat in the question, explained the Rishonim, that the Gemara asks. The first question that our Gemara asks is, kol shehu l'may chazya. What can you do with a kol shehu? And the Gemara continues to ask, where do we find in the Mishkan that they did something just that they built with a kol shehu. So Tosfos is troubled that why specifically by this malacha do we find that the Gemara is focused to find where do we find in the Mishkan that they did binyan with a kol shehu. So they explain. Tosfos explains when it comes, for example, to malachas Hotzah, Once the Torah has taught us that you're not allowed to carry from Shusayokha to Shusarabim or vice versa on Shabbos, so of course it makes no difference if it's a large object or a small object. Or, furthermore, certainly when they brought objects to the Mishkan, they brought all sizes. But when it comes to Binyan, Binyan by definition means that you're constructing something. And if you're constructing something, it should be something of significance. Just like the Mishkan that was built was something of significance. That's why the Gemara asks, when our Mishnah teaches us that Yabayna Koshu Yechayiv, the Gemara finds it troubling. How come that's considered a Ma'is Binyan? And that says Rash, that's what Rashi's trying to teach us. That even though you did a Binyan of Kol Shehu, which seems to be a very insignificant act, teaches us the Mishnah, if what you did was Hois Malacha or Malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos, that is enough to be Chayef. So Rashi is defining when you did a Malacha that it should be considered significant, even though it's just a Kol Shehu, and that you should be chayiv for binyan. And in fact, perhaps we could take this concept one step further. Many Mefarshim also ask that the Mishnah asks, the Mishnah is in a question and answer form. Haboy nekama yivna v'yechayiv. What does the Mishnah ask with a question and answer? The Mishnah should have said, Haboy nekol shehu. Because the Mishnah itself was troubled. Binyan, we understand binyan means building something very significant. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Beloshin Tumiyah, Haboy nekama yivna v'yechayiv. How much do you have to build and yet you'll be chayiv? Shouldn't it be that you have to build something significant? Teaches us the Mishnah, no! Haboy nekol shehu. That's what the Mishnah's lesson, and that's why it specifically asks and says it Beloshin Shaila Tshuva, to teach us this very big chiddush that a boy in a kol shehu, even if you just did a kol shehu, you chayiv. But under what circumstance? It has to be a miskayemes b'Shabbos. And as we learned from Rashi, it means that there are people that would keep this as it is, they moisif aleh, and they wouldn't add to it, even if you're going to add to it. And the Tosfos Rid is even more machmer. He says, as long as you intend to keep it and not destroy it, even if there everybody who builds this adds to it and isn't satisfied, that is also enough to be binyan. That's the approach of Rashi. The Ritva has a very different approach. And again, the Ritva's approach is based and focused on the words of the Mishnah, on the word of the Mishnah B'Shabbos. And the question that's bothering with Ritva is, why did the Mishnah have to say the word B'Shabbos? And Ritva says that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even though you made a malacha for a very short amount of time, your malacha was only made for Shabbos, that what you did can only last for Shabbos, that is enough for that to be considered a malacha. A very big chiddush, that if you did something and what you did can last for Shabbos, that is enough for it to be considered a malacha. And actually, if one looks into the Sharatzion of the Mishnah Berura in Arachayin Simen Shin Gimel, the Sharatzion is Sifgotten Samches, he says that that is also the Pshat that the Rambam follows. He says, he bases it on a Rambam and Perek test, Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchah Shabbos, and he says that if one makes a careful reading of that Rambam, he'll see that the Rambam opinion also is that what is considered binyan, what is only if you built it that it can if it can last for Shabbos. He says the Rambam there is talking about Tzaveya, and the Halacha is Tzaveya Chutz Orkei. This Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Yigimel Orkei Arba Tfachim Oydav Shash Lutzus Men Chut Kazechayiv.
Or
Sharata Mavira Lasha Vain Tsuveiklum. If you put on a tseva, if you put on makeup, according to Rambam, if you put on makeup which only will last for a small, short amount of time, that would not be considered tzviya. The kosh e malacht miskayemis b'shabbos. So the Rambam ends with the words, if what you've done can't last for the entire duration of Shabbos, potter, that is not considered tzviya deraisa, maybe considered tzviya derabbanan, but it's not considered tzviya deraisa. And as far as our Gemara is concerned, it's not going to be considered tzvi, it's not going to be considered a ma'aser binyan on Shabbos. So now we have a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi is a lot more lenient than the Rambam. Rashi's opinion is that as long as what you've done can last, as long as what you've done is considered an act of binyan, that is enough that it should be considered a ma'aser binyan. It doesn't make a difference if it will go through for the whole Shabbos or not. As long as what you've done is, according to Rashi, it has to last much longer than the whole Shabbos. It has to be considered a full-fledged ma'aser binyan. It has to have a full-fledged permanence to it. The Rambam is a lot more lenient. The Rambam's opinion is that as long as it is going to be able to last for the duration of Shabbos, that is considered a ma'aser, as long as it's going to last for the duration of Shabbos, that is already considered a ma'aser binyan. Of course, even if we take this strict approach of the Rambam is only referring to a situation, explains the Sefer Shvisa Shabbos, where what you've done is considered a ma'aser binyan. But if what you've done is not a binyan at all, that means, what it means to say is that if it's an act of binyan that can't last at all, not that you intend that it should only last for Shabbos, but by its actual construction, it's something which is extremely temporary, that the Rambam will agree is not a ma'aser binyan. Because the Rambam doesn't argue that to be considered a ma'aser binyan, you have to have some sort of binyan. Just what the Rambam is arguing versus Rashi is that if I've done something and I intend to keep it that way for the duration of Shabbos, that is enough for it to be considered a ma'aser binyan. Rashi needs much more. And to try to understand perhaps why Rashi is more machmer than the Rambam, perhaps it really is connected to Gemara that we learn further very much on this very Amid. The Gemara here, further in our Amid, speaks about somebody putting stones on top of a building. Is that considered a ma'aser binyan or not? Parshat Pshat, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Rashi says that the people who put the stones on the top layer put them without any cement. But since they were put there and they were left there, that is enough to be considered a ma'aser binyan. To read the words of Rashi, Ilah, Dimus Ha'elyon, She'en al Gabav Oy Dimus, if the top row of stones, that there is no other row on top of it, Ein Achoshish Im Noita Evan Letzad Echot, Hilkech Ba'Nocha Ba'al Masagi. Rashi says the one can be chayiv for ma'aser binyan just by putting a stone down. But it's interesting to point out, when we look at the Rambam as he quotes this halacha, which the way we're learning the halacha is that you don't have to have any cement at all, that's not the way the Rambam learns this halacha. If we look in the Rambam in Perik Yud, where the Rambam discusses this halacha, we'll see that the Rambam says, Habayna koshu chayif, habash v'pnei karka v'bayis, kigon shehishbol tel umili germel oigei harei zabayna v'chayif. So here the Rambam says a halacha, that if somebody has a hole in the ground of his house. They used to have earth floors. And they filled that hole with earth. That is considered a Maisa Binyan. But very much in line with the Shvisa Shabbos that I just quoted, I saw that the Rishonim explained that even though our Mishnah says, Habayna Kol Shu is Chayiv, that doesn't mean that if I have a big hole of earth, a big hole, a big pit, and I put in a drop of earth, and it isn't noticeable, nobody could tell that I really did anything in filling this hole. Everybody will agree that that isn't considered a Maisa Binyan. And even if I intend, like the Rambam, who's Machmer, to keep that earth in the hole for the duration of Shabbos, it wouldn't make a difference, explained the Rishonim. Because what I do has to make a difference if I want to be considered a Bayna Kol Shehu. But now the Rambam continues. So that's very much in line with the Shvisa Shabbos. But now let's continue learning the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Echad Nosan is Evan, Vechad Nosan is a Tit. If one person puts the stone there, one puts the Tit there, Hanoisan a Tit Chayef. Now the Rambam says, Ubenat Becha'elion, Afila Helis a Evan, V'nichoy Al Gabi a Tit. Even if somebody put the stone on top of a layer of cement, Chayef. Shirei ein manichin lo tit acher. There's no cement put on top of the stone. So Rambam is saying, very different from Poshup Shad in the Gemara. Poshup Shad in the Gemara is the way Rashi learned. That as soon as that the top layer of stone are put without any cement, and since they're always put without any cement, that is enough to be considered a Maisa Binyan. The Rambam won't hold that way. And according to the Rambam, if somebody puts a stone, even with the intention of that stone, no matter what his intention is, how long that stone should remain there, it wouldn't make a difference. According to the Rambam, he wouldn't be chayiv. Why? Because he didn't have any cement. So how do we understand the machloikus of Rambam and Rashi? Rashi is learning that you don't need any cement and it could still be a binyan. The Rambam's learning without any cement, there wouldn't be any binyan. It's only because the person who put the top layer of stone had cement under it already. That's why Rambam holds it's considered a Maisa Binyan. How do we understand this machlokes? So the Mefarshim explain that Rashi and the Rambam have a very, very fundamental machlokes in their understanding of what is the Malacha Binyan. Rashi holds that as soon as you create something, that is considered a Maisa Binyan. How much work, how much did you have to bring different materials together to create that new edifice is not specifically relevant to Hilchos Binyan. And because that's Rashi's opinion. The Rambam is much stricter. The Rambam holds that Binyan, if I just put one stone on top of another stone, that isn't considered a Binyan. When is it considered binyan? Only if there's cement under that stone and it gives some permanence. And therefore, the Rambam could be makel. The chumrah of Rashi, the cool of Rashi creates a chumrah, and the chumrah of the Rambam creates a cooler. And let me explain what I just meant. Rashi holds the one kechai binyan, even if it's not such a significant act of binyan, as is very clear in Rashi. Just putting a row of stones, just putting on your top row of stones, Rashi says it's considered an act of binyan. So if Rashi says that alone is considered an act of binyan, Rashi can't hold that just by leaving the stones on, Rashi can't hold just by leaving it for the duration of Shabbos, it should be binyan. Because think about it, says Rashi. He didn't do a very significant act. There was no cement. And furthermore, he only did it to last for Shabbos. How could I call that binyan? Therefore, says Rashi, in order for it to be considered binyan, it has to be miskayemis. It has to be in a way that people leave it for a long time, forever. The Rambam, however, will hold that binyan is only considered an act of binyan if I put it on the cement. So that's already a very significant act. Since that's already a very significant act, says the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if it's only going to last for the duration of Shabbos. And that alone will make it that it should be considered an act of binyan.